Well, hallelujah, everybody, and welcome to stayintohisword.com or just into his word, I-N-N-T-O, his word. You can find that doing a Google search. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a loved one. Why would you tell a loved one? Because maybe you know somebody that's lost and they want to know more about the word of God. Someone that is living a life full of sin and hatred and evil, and they're looking for a way out and can't do it on their own. If you know anybody that fits that description, please forward them this link, because we are talking about how to repent. And I'm so glad that you guys are here today to share your moment, your time with Into His Word. We're going to pray, and then we're going to get into today's topic. Lord and Savior Jesus, we're so happy, Lord, to be able to share your word with those that have an ear to hear, the hungry hearts, the hungry listeners, those that are trying to grow and grow closer to you in your word and in the spiritual realm. We pray, Lord, that you give us the strength to pray, because your Bible word tells us that men ought to always pray, hallelujah, and faint not, or pray without ceasing. So, Lord, help us to pray. Help us to call upon your name with faith and truth and love and happiness in our heart. And let us be willing to receive, to gladly receive what your word says. So in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And everybody said, amen. Well, thank you again for coming to Into His Word. Be sure to click on any link you see in our description and take full advantage of that. Amen. And let's get started. Today, we're still on the subject of how to repent, but we're talking about the subtopic of confession to God. A confession to God. So a confession to God would be something like to be acknowledged, to be my follower, hallelujah. To be acknowledged or to be a follower, to acknowledge your wrong and confess. So what is being said here is to confess to God, to acknowledge to God that you have problems or had a problem and you're a sinner and you need help with your problem so that you can live a fruitful, guilt-free as possible, because the Bible does tell us all have sinned and has fallen short of the glory of God. And the Bible does tell us that if you do sin, that you have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. So we know that Jesus Christ is he stands in the way of our sins. I have a problem pronouncing that word, participation, something like that, of our sins. Hallelujah. So we know that he stands in the gap for us, and he makes intercession for us regarding our sins. He prays for us. He had prayed for us, and he prays for us still today. I believe that. Hallelujah. But we are still human in the fleshly form. Hallelujah. We have not been glorified, so we are not perfect yet in any way. Hallelujah. But we're striving. We're working on it. We're trying to get closer to God. Hallelujah. How do you do that? By reading his word, by first accepting his word and confessing to God, hallelujah, that you are a sinner and that you need deliverance. Hallelujah. The Bible does say that he that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Proverbs 28:13. So we do need to forsake our sins. How do you forsake your sins? Well, you try as hard as you can to renounce or turn away from your sins, to reject your sins, to give up whatever's causing you to fall into sin. Hallelujah. That is forsake it. You need to forsake if, ETH, continually to forsake the sin that so easily beset you. Hallelujah. We need to get our lives right with God and get away from the sinful acts and the things that causes us to sin. Now, most of us already have an internal instinct on what is sin. In other words, what is right and what is wrong. So we just need to be willing to move in the right direction. We need to override our physical mind and body and do what's right in the eyes of God. Hallelujah. But just because everyone else is doing what's contrary to the word of God and they seem to be okay for now, that does not mean that it's right for you. Every man think he's right in his own eye. Hallelujah. In his own mind. Every man think he's right in his own mind. So, you know, we need to think correctly about the things and the actions that we take. A person must be honest and admit his sins and confess them openly to God, but not to man, because man can't forgive sin. Only God can forgive sins. Hallelujah. Jesus said, only God can forgive sins. And Jesus has the power and the authority to forgive sin. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. 1 John 2:1. The Bible tells us also that some men's sins go before them to judgment. Other men's sins follow after them. 1 Timothy 5:24. I'm telling you right now, if I was going to go to judgment today, I would rather have repented of my sins and let my sins go ahead of me to judgment. That means my sins have already been forgiven, because we serve a just God who is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness if we ask for forgiveness of our sins. So I'd much rather go in that direction, to confess my sins so that he would forgive them, instead of like in 1 Timothy 5:24, where it says some men's sins follow after them to judgment. Can you imagine standing before God at his judgment seat, and you have not repented of your sins, and you die however you die? You just died a natural death, but your life that you lived upon the face of the earth was full of dead works. In other words, works that aren't godly works, works that aren't towards God. You know, haven't talked to anybody about God. You haven't been born again of the water and the Spirit, but you may have been a good person, but those are dead works. Hallelujah. So your dead works will follow after you. Your sinful acts will follow after you to heaven, to the judgment seat. Some men's sin go before them to judgment, other men's after them. So I'd much rather have my sins go before me to judgment. So my friends, be conscientious and confess your fault. Confess your sins to God. Hallelujah. And don't cover them. Don't try to hide them, or else you will not prosper. Hallelujah. Nobody knows. I won't tell anybody. I won't do this. They won't do that. They'll never know. No. We need to confess our sins, be honest and open before God, repent of your sins, ask God for forgiveness so that he will bless you and keep you in his arms. Hallelujah. I can see God now reaching down from heaven. You've seen the picture where there's arms, where God is in heaven. He may not look like that picture, but the idea is God is reaching out, reaching down to you, saying, come here, come unto me, my child. Hallelujah. I will forgive you. I will give you rest. But you just have to ask for forgiveness. Amen. So, in the name of Jesus, I believe that we've come to a point in this message today, this brief message that will help you get through on how to repent. We have more coming, and we will continue with the lessons in how to repent. This is on confession to God. Hallelujah. Which we all must do to have our sins forgiven. So Lord, right now we're going to come to you in prayer, and we're asking you, Lord, that you give us the strength to repent of our sins and to walk according to your ways. Hallelujah. Give us grace and mercy to line up with your ways, because it may take us a little time to get there. But we will get there by faith, Lord, and we'll continue to pray, and we'll continue to read your word, and we'll continue to listen to into his word. Hallelujah, for guidance and strength and encouragement. And I know, Lord, that we can all do this. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Don't forget to tune in. Lock us in. You can find Into His Word wherever you look for it. Apple, Deezer, iHeart, all of those podcasts, all the major podcast networks, wherever you look for your podcast networks on their major podcast, Into His Word is there. Amen. So God bless you, and until we meet again, God be with you.